Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Here, but around the country, with more and more impact for our school districts, threats that are coming mostly online and mostly from very young people. We've heard as young as 10 years old, a 10-year-old girl locally being accused of making threats. And curious how the local school districts are handling this. And we're joined by Dr. Johanna Venata, who is the superintendent at the Blackhawk School District, who's had extensive experience in Char Valley and then through her North Hills School District time. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sure this is on your mind each and every day. I know you're on your way into school now, so collectively, do you talk with other superintendents about this issue?
Yes, we do, on a regular basis. This is a topic that comes up, and of course, when it surfaces in our districts, then of course, we try to communicate so we're all on the same page.
And what is the collective thoughts? I mean, this seems to have been proliferating, especially this year around the region.
It's scary. Nobody ever wants anything horrible to happen in their districts. So we try to make each other aware as soon as possible to make sure that we investigate it, look into it, and then try to quell it if it's non-credible. Ironically, this happened about the same time last year as well.
So, obviously, this isn't the first time, and I know it has happened. Certainly, social media components add, I guess, an ease for people who think they can't be identified by putting out some of these threats. And you're right. Obviously, the vast majority of them are not credible, but still, it really disrupts what you're trying to do every day in a classroom, right?
It does. You know, it makes parents scared to send their students to school. It makes students afraid to come to school or activities. But the majority of the time, it is non-credible. And definitely something we need to look into to see. But many times, we have students that will see something and they repost it. And that seemed to be the issue that I think a lot of places had last week. And I was thinking about it on my drive in before you called, how we communicate. And I'm sure you have some type of social media. I have social media. And in today's society, that's how we communicate. So if I'm trying to warn someone.
Oh, looks like we lost. Yeah, we lost you for just a second. Could you repeat that?
Sure. Many times we communicate through social media. If you think about it, you have social media, I do too. And if I see something that, 79 shut down, I may send a quick text to say, hey, you may want to avoid that road today. And our students do the same thing. But so we don't want to discourage them from communicating when they see these things, but we need to try to encourage them to do it the right way. Whether it's tip lines, call the police, call the authorities, let their school know, instead of just reposting something that may or may not be true and something that can obviously cause a lot of alarm.
And the students through every grade are so adept at you know, navigating social media. I'm curious, in your school district at Blackhawk, do kids have their phones in a classroom?
To some extent, they do. I mean, we're a one-to-one district, so they have iPads with them. Obviously, that's on the district network, so it's a little bit more secure. They'll have it with them, but it's, I say it's a moderate issue.
So what is the game plan moving forward? I obviously, you're working with law enforcement. I know the FBI has been involved in some of these cases to try to identify the sources. And as I mentioned, some of these threats are coming from very young students. And yesterday we saw in Florida, an 11-year-old was arrested and shackled, basically, to show people what happens if you're caught making these kind of threats. Now, people can argue about whether that was overdoing it, but the fact is it's happening around the country. So what's the plan moving forward?
Well, I think that we need to, constantly be in communication with our local law enforcement, make sure we have those relationships. I think that we also need to continue to encourage students to communicate appropriately, parents, community members. I was very pleased with the amount of information that I received from parents, from community members, students as well, when they saw the swatting incident. And that's the best thing to do, is to tell someone when you see something or hear something that isn't appropriate. But it's also very important that our students have an outlet for mental health. And you think about these young children who are making these threats. Why are they doing this? What behavior is being reinforced? And how can we reassure them as well? So there's a whole lot of dynamics that I think school districts are struggling with right now and really contemplating. And that's, the community, the students, the parents, but also the child that may be doing, making threats.
And you mentioned something that's become a term that people have heard. Can you explain what swatting is so parents can understand that?
It's a post of a non-credible threat that's copied and just repeated and sent over and over again is basically the easiest way that I can explain it.
Yeah, we remember last year Central Catholic emptied out because of these kind of threats in other schools, So I appreciate you taking time and, it's a good advice. If you see something, say something, but say something to the right authorities that can do something about it, right?
Yep. Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for reaching out and giving some type of attention to this very important topic. I appreciate it.
All right. Dr. Johanna Venata, who is the superintendent of Blackhawk School District, on the Big K Morning Show.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.